contract types, and details. Sales agreements or contracts are an important part of any business relationship. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a contract as an agreement between two or more people or companies to perform or not to perform specific acts or services, or to deliver merchandise. A contract may be oral or written. A purchase order, when accepted by a supplier, becomes a contract. Other contract-related terms defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary include the following. Annualized contract, a negotiated agreement with a supplier for 1 year that sets pricing, helps ensure a continuous supply of material, and provides the supplier with estimated future requirements. Bilateral contract, an agreement wherein each party makes a promise to the other party. Contracts for the international sale of goods, CISG, a multilateral treaty that governs the sale of goods internationally. It facilitates international trade and removes legal barriers by providing uniform rules for commercial transactions. It is sometimes known as the Vienna Convention. Trading partner agreement, a contract between trading partners that describes all facets of their business together. It is a legal and binding agreement suitable for legal purposes as well as standard working agreements. The level of relationship will dictate the type of contract that is needed. When buying on the market, a purchase order constitutes the highest level of contract that will generally exist. Ongoing relationships can use an annualized contract, while partnerships or collaborations / strategic alliances will form a long-term trading partner agreement, which is a type of bilateral contract. Contract types. Contracts take a few basic forms that need to be differentiated because they strongly affect which party accepts more of the risks if there are cost or schedule overruns. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines various contract types as follows. Cost-based contract. A type of purchasing contract in which the price of goods or services is tied to the cost of key inputs or other economic factors such as interest rates. Cost plus contract. A contract in which the buyer agrees to pay the seller all the acceptable costs of the product or service up to a maximum cost. CIN. Cost type contract. Cost plus fixed fee contract. A contract in which the seller is paid for costs specified as allowable in the contract plus a stipulated fixed fee. Cost plus incentive fee contract. A contract in which the seller is paid for costs specified as allowable in the contract plus a bonus, provided certain provisions are met or exceeded. Firm fixed price contract. A contract in which the seller is paid a set price without regard to costs. CIN. Fixed price contract. A pure cost-based contract minimizes the risk for the supplier because cost overruns are charged to the customer. These types of contracts might be appropriate when it is impossible for either party to accurately assess costs in advance, and there is a level of trust between partners. Such contracts need to be audited regularly to ensure that all costs charged are reasonable and appropriate. Firm fixed price contracts minimize the risk for the customer because the supplier must absorb all cost overruns. These contracts are appropriate for products and services that have a market value that is easy to determine or costs are otherwise reliably estimated. Incentive arrangements and contracts, which provide incentives for desired behavior, can help specifically with customer relationship management and supplier relationship management initiatives or other similar collaborative arrangements between organizations. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines incentive contracts as follows. Incentive contract. A contract in which the buyer and seller agree to share cost savings beyond the target cost established in the contract. If actual costs exceed the target, the parties share the additional cost up to a maximum level specified in the contract. Incentive arrangements. A contract between a buyer and seller that incorporates conditions designed to motivate the supplier to improve its performance in specific areas, including on-time delivery, product quality, and customer satisfaction. Fixed price incentive fee contract. A contract in which the seller is paid a set price and can earn an additional profit if certain stipulations are met. Incentive arrangements and contracts can be part of an overall trading partner agreement or can be negotiated separately. The benefit of such arrangements is that they align collaborative goals with individual motivations. The motivations are the cause that generates the effect of collaboration. Traditional self-centered motivations cannot be expected to generate anything other than self-centered effects. As stated in the definition of incentive arrangements, the organizations must settle on a desired cost and a profit margin for goods or services. These targets should be challenging but realistic. Both parties will be motivated to find ways to cut costs due to the mutual increase in profitability. The targets can be increased over time as goals are met. the organizations must also determine how the profits or excess costs will be split among the partners and to what maximum price any cost overruns will be shared among the partners. Contract terms and conditions. If a relationship is to be successful, both parties must know and understand their responsibilities. Normal responsibilities must be defined in the form of terms and conditions. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines terms and conditions as all the provisions and agreements of a contract. These contract clauses should specify what actions can be taken by each party if unexpected events arise or failures occur. They are both the rules of fair play between the parties and the method of encouraging fulfillment of strategic goals. It is important not to accept another party's assurances that an undesirable contract clause is simply standard boilerplate legalese that won't be an issue. If negotiations cannot arrive at a fair set of contract details, it is better to walk away. Also, no contract should ever be signed without first being reviewed by your legal representatives, specifically those who have experience with contract law. The following are some of the common contract terms and conditions that should be clearly spelled out in writing. Hypothetical examples are provided to illustrate the contract concepts. Note: these examples are not intended to provide actual contract language, which should always be created with the assistance of legal counsel. Pricing. Accepted price quotes may include more than just price per unit. For example, packaging estimates may be included. Some contracts set fixed prices with certain price increases allowed based on certain contingencies, such as increases in raw materials, called escalation, while other pricing contracts may specify that orders use current market prices. Example: the unit pricing for the product is set forth in Schedule B. Prices for spare parts, accessories, and packaging are set forth in Schedule C. The supplier may increase pricing in Schedules B and C once every 12 months during the term of the agreement, not to exceed 4%, and provided that the supplier provides 3 months' written notice prior to any such increase. Delivery requirements. This should specify dates, locations, and conditions such as how orders will be placed, how a product is to be protected during shipment, what modes of shipping are to be used, minimum or maximum orders, and the like. Example: the supplier will deliver the products in accordance with the delivery schedules. If the supplier fails to deliver the products in accordance with the schedule, the supplier will provide written notice to the purchaser stating the reason, S, and planned resolution. Transfer of ownership. Incoterms registered trademark trade terms. Incoterms registered trademark trade terms stated in the contract will affect when each party is responsible for the freight. This is required only for international transactions, although companies may elect to use the terms for domestic freight as well. Payment terms. These terms should address not only timing and form of payment, but special issues such as currency exchange. To manage risk, it may be possible to stipulate the exchange rate to be used in the contract with the supplier or a period of time during which a sampling of exchange rates will be used as a basis for currency exchange. Example: the purchaser agrees to pay the supplier's invoices within 30 days of receipt. Invoices shall be paid in Hong Kong dollars, HKD. Performance criteria. How will performance requirements be met? For example, specifications of product or service attributes should be noted along with which attributes are more important and why. Example: the supplier agrees to manufacture the product under ISO standards X and Y. The supplier will maintain the documentation necessary to prove compliance to ISO standards X and Y. Quality assurance. The management process and performance standards the organization has in place in order to assure quality, including any specific standards with which the supplier must be compliant or registered, should be specified. Example: the supplier agrees to the purchaser's quality audits of the manufacturing facility at the purchaser's request and subject to scheduling approval. Order requirements. This includes measurements of standard deliveries, quantities that a company wants, and the date on which the order is due. The contract may state the company order period. For example, 60 days, which is the time between when a purchase order is placed and goods are available per the Incoterms registered trademark trade terms. Purchase orders are also considered contracts with stated quantities and pricing confirmed by each party. Example: deliverables and dates are as specified. 3 days early or late is considered acceptable on time delivery and used for supplier evaluation purposes. Associated incentives and penalties. The contract should detail how an organization will provide business assistance and/or incentives to a supplier or help them to improve. Incentives may include contractual sharing of cost savings. Any penalties to be assessed when problems occur need to be communicated as well. Example: Failure to deliver the product in accordance with delivery schedules and failure to resolve the issue within 30 days will give the purchaser the option to terminate the agreement, with written notice to the supplier. Status reporting. A successful partnership depends on good communication. Both parties must establish trust and confidence with each other so that an open exchange of information occurs. The contract should cover provisions for routine communication in terms of frequency and types, for example, face-to-face meetings, online conferencing, electronic reports, hubs or dedicated workstations, internet sites, blogs. Example: the purchaser will establish an internet-enabled portal where employees and partners can post daily communication entries and notes to support collaborative planning, forecasting, and replenishment. Regular meetings will be held to review open orders, engineering changes, design issues, production issues, etc., channels for resolving problems. In the event of quality or delivery problems, what are the expectations and protocol for corrective actions to enable a swift resolution and prevent a recurrence? If task conflicts arise from disagreements in viewpoints or ideas, what conflict resolution technique will be used that is culturally and contextually appropriate? Example: following fact-finding and the opportunity for both parties to discuss a point of contention, alternate dispute resolution, including a third-party arbiter, shall be used to resolve conflicts. This third party shall be mutually agreed upon before contract signing. Security requirements. What are the safeguards that must be in place to prevent unauthorized access to proprietary data? Are there data that need to be classified? Are there specific requirements for sharing data? Are there security issues for the goods in transit that need to be addressed to meet the customs compliance requirements of specific countries? This contract element involves measures to mitigate security risks for both parties. Example: neither party shall disclose confidential information that has been disclosed to it by the other party to any other third party without the prior written consent of the disclosing party. Freight forwarders and transportation providers must be CTPIT certified. Language of the contract. Will a contract written in English be acceptable to all parties? Are there language differences that necessitate translation? Correct translation is critical. It is also beneficial to define all vague wording, multiple meanings, and acronyms. Depending on how many of these terms exist, a separate section may be warranted. Example: the initial contract will be written in English. The document will be translated by the organization's translator and submitted to the supplier for review. The translator will address any translation questions from the supplier. It should be noted that the term business day means a day other than a Saturday or Sunday on which banks are open for business in New York and Luxembourg City. Contract termination. The process and terms for contract termination, for example, when and how, advance notice requirements, should be defined. Example: this agreement may be terminated by the purchaser for any reason with 6 months prior notice to the supplier. Legal authority. In global sourcing, an organization's relationship with a supplier may be influenced by many layers of laws, regulations, directives, and international treaties. Requirements of particular countries should be specified. Example: the validity of this agreement and any amendments shall be governed by the law of the Czech Republic with the intention that the rules of the United Nations Convention on International Sale of Goods shall not apply with the application of any conflict of principles.